2 weeks after the news of his intention to resign emerged, and amidst a deadlock between Sudan's political parties, Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok announced he was stepping down from his position.
Despite my efforts to achieve the necessary consensus to be able to deliver to our people the promise of peace, justice, and no bloodshed, that did not happen. During the past few days, I met with all the civilian and military officials of the Transitional Council to explain and put the patriotic and historic responsibility in front of them. Following what I stated, I have decided to return to you what you entrusted me with, and I announce my resignation from the post of Prime Minister.
Abdullah Hamdok emerged as leader in 2019 after the overthrow of Sudan's authoritarian President Omar al-Bashir. The country's main civilian coalition, the Forces of Freedom and Change, saw Hamdok as the man to help Sudan transition from dictatorship to democracy. He had previously worked in the Ministry of Finance before taking up top jobs in the African Development Fund and serving as the Deputy Commissioner of the UN Economic Commission for Africa. As Prime Minister, Hamdok oversaw a severe financial crisis, during which inflation soared beyond 400%, but he still managed to end the civil conflict in various parts of the country with the Juba Peace Agreement of October 2020. He also successfully lobbied the U.S. and the World Bank to remove Sudan from the list of sponsors of terrorism and convince global financial institutions to provide debt relief and economic aid. But in October this year, the military, led by Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, staged a takeover, placing Prime Minister Hamdok under house arrest and putting members of his cabinet in prison. A month later, Hamdok was released and reinstated after international condemnation of the coup. He then signed a deal to form a government of technocrats, sidelining political groups, but many Sudanese felt he had betrayed the revolution.
His removal, as far as they're concerned, removes the last fig leaf that was covering this regime, and what remains is a full-fledged military dictatorship. So I think the international community will likely increase its pressure on the military regime with the hope of heeding the demands of the Sudanese street and installing a full civilian rule.
Demonstrations against the military and the deal Hamdok signed with them have led to the killings of dozens of protesters by police and security forces. Hamdok has been unable to stop the violence or install a government that would remove military interference. And now it seems he is left with no choice but to concede defeat and resign. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.